And on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Wendy Marciniak, who is the president of the Chesterton Arts Center. And of course, during our challenged COVID times, they're still cranking things out and doing things in the new year. So Wendy, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
We're excited to have you back. So tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know you have current shows, a little bit what's coming up, classes. So what's going on at Chesterton Arts Center right now and how's it operating?
Well, you know, I'm pleased to say that we are indeed open to the public during our regular hours, which are Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, and on Saturday from 10 to 2. We are being very careful with COVID restrictions and we sanitize all the time. So you can feel very safe when you come into our environment. And we're really pleased that we have our members show going on right now in all three galleries, the two downstairs ones and upstairs. Our members have been so busy during COVID, just turning out beautiful artwork. And so we really wanted to honor them by having their work displayed in half of November and December and a little bit in January too, until January 13th. And they've turned out some amazing work and it's available in all price points, which is really nice for people that really want to give a gift of art during this holiday season. And we also have our artisan gift gallery open too, which has smaller items like jewelry, ceramics, fiber, photography, all kinds of different art forms and cards. We have lovely cards that are a very nice thing to send to somebody when you can't see them during these times. So
are there some names that you can mention who are showing right now? Like just some of your member names, a few of them?
Oh, sure. We have, of course, Larry Breckner with his photography. And we actually just sold a big piece of his the other day.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. I sent you an email. It's wonderful. And we have painters like Ron Steck and Christine Newton. We have jewelers like Kathy Millett. We have ceramics by Dave Areola and Mindy Meelan Miller that keep flying out the door. And we have work by Rita Berg and just a lot of our members. So yeah, it's fun.
I noticed on your website that I was just wondering if the virtual children's classes will be ongoing or are they on pause?
No, absolutely. We have been running virtual children's art education since July. We did that with our four summer camps, and then we started our regular school season in September. And it's really fun because the parents and the kids pull up in their car and pick up a bag of art supplies that lasts them the whole month, and then they get to wave to their teacher. And we've had a very steady following with that, and it's really fun to see that the work that the children turn out virtually. And that will be continuing in January when school resumes, and that will end in May. And then we'll have summer art camp again this summer. And we may be to the point where we can have children on site, but you know, that all remains to be seen.
And that's preschool through high school and then homeschoolers, are they?
Correct. Yes. So we run the gamut, and it's really fun to see what siblings create together too while they're at home together. And it's great to hear their voices from the other side of the building while our wonderful teacher, Jen Aitchison, teaches on Zoom. She does it in our building so that we can hear the dialogue back and forth. And occasionally I'll sneak in to see what the kids are doing, and it's really fun.
Oh, it sounds fun. So are your Expressionism, January Expressionism class, is that still happening?
That's for children, yes. Uh-huh. And Jen plans out each month to study a different art form or period in the arts. And so the children are really learning.
Now, the question I have, too, is we had to cancel, by way of disclosure, I'm on the board for a Chesterton Arts Center, but big events we had, like the art fair and gala, what do you project maybe for upcoming? I know it's kind of iffy, but what do you think we're going to have in 2021?
Well, we are definitely moving ahead with plans for the art fair, and that would be held August 7th and 8th of this year. And the applications are live. So if you go to our website, if you're an artist, you can certainly apply. And hopefully we will have a gala next fall, and we're making plans for that too.
tell us a little bit about any upcoming exhibits. And I know we may talk to you in another spotlight about that, but what's coming up after the member show?
Well, in February, we are partnering with IUN, and it's going to be Arts in Action Community Lab. And I'm not going to go into it any further because there's much to tell, and I'll be very excited to share about that partnership in another spot. And then hopefully in March, we can host something with Duneland Schools like we always do. In April, I know the Duneland Weavers Guild is planning to have their show. And so there's lots going on, and we'd love to see you. So you can visit us at 115 South 4th Street in Chesterton. You can call us at 926-4711. And again, our hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
Well, thank you for being on Art in the Air Spotlight, Wendy Marciniak of the Chesterton Arts Center. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.